It's time for our first feature now. The subject is a brief history of Cayley's, the chocolate manufacturer. The feature is read by Julie Benfield.
Whoever opened a Hessian bag containing cocoa beans in Norwich during the 1880s was in for quite a shock. Also in the bag was the head of a crocodile. The bags were arriving at Cayley's from across the world, and, as Norfolk historian and author Herbert Leeds wrote in his little book about Cayley's called The Romance of a Business House many years ago, there were some queer finds. Among curious nibs not yielded by the cacao plant which have been found are a New Testament, the head of a crocodile, a piece of hoop iron made into a knife, a spearhead, huge moths and butterflies, pieces of quartz, native coins and brass earrings, said Herbert. His books written so many years ago are a joy to read, and he loved Cayley's, the world-famous factory which provided work for generations of men and women and sent the sweet smell of chocolate across the city. Business has its romances no less than other departments of life, and the founding and development of the House of A.J. Cayley and Sons Limited is of the nature of romance, he wrote. It was 140 years ago, in 1886, that Albert Cayley began making chocolate. He had arrived in Norwich in 1856 and opened a chemist shop in London Street. Before long, he was making mineral water which people loved. In 1880, he bought a former weaver's workshop at Chapel Field, near to where he lived at the Crescent. In 1883, he started the manufacture of cocoa, and 3 years later, chocolate making. Milk chocolate, with the milk coming from a farm at Whitlingham, was being produced, and a new factory was built at Chapel Field, where they also started making Christmas crackers. After Albert's death in 1895, his son Edward and nephew Frederick took over the company, which went from strength to strength, employing hundreds of men and women and sending their chocolate and crackers across the world. Cayley's marching chocolate was sent to troops during the First World War, but the company was then sold to the African and Eastern Trading Corporation. In 1931, John McIntosh and Son bought Cayley's for £138,000. One product was a real winner. It was called Rolo. The factory was bombed during the Norwich Blitz, then rebuilt, and McIntosh's merged with Rowntree's in 1969. It was taken over by Nestlé in the 1980s and closed in 1994 with the loss of 900 jobs. The factory, the jobs and the sweet smell of chocolate had gone. Herbert Leeds wrote in his book, "The provision of an ever-ready food snack when travelling is easily and happily furnished by Cayley's marching chocolate. Whether on journey by rail, road or water, you will find it a delicious and sustaining standby. It is the most complete and finest combination of a food and sweet meat obtainable. Free from undue sweetness, it does not create thirst, and it is so conveniently packed it takes up little room in the pocket. To have with you Cayley's marching chocolate is to ensure against all risk of hunger."